What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy Podcast, the show that gives your manager night terrors because you are only one episode away, my friend, from reaching financial freedom and replacing that corporate job with, you guessed it, cash flow. My name is Brian Lubin, your humble host and guide. In March of 2022, I left a six-figure corporate sales job to travel around the world and build my own business full-time. Since that point, I've been on a mission and a journey from $0 to $10 million a year in annual revenue, documented every step along the way, every win, loss, and lesson for you guys to do it too and faster. I'm recording this podcast on Thursday, March 14th, 2024, so we are 3 days, ladies and gentlemen, officially away from the two-year anniversary of me leaving my corporate job. And on that anniversary, before that, actually, I want to give a shout-out to two six-figure quitters, my boys Dylan and Lou in the Action Academy community. They got out of their jobs in two different ways. I believe one of them was doing land investing and the other one was doing new development, new construction, and both got out of their jobs. Lou's original plan when I spoke with him 8 months ago was to do it in 5 years, and he did it in 8 months. So shout out Lou, shout out Dylan. I'm so freaking proud of you guys. Hope you guys celebrate. With that being said, if you too are a person that would enjoy replacing a six-figure corporate job with cash flow, I have the community for you. Podcasts are great. Books are even better. But I'll tell you what the best thing of all of them are is getting in the same room as the people that you listen to on the podcast and the people that write the books, the authors. And that is in the Action Academy community. It's the best communal combination of ass kicking and hand holding that will actually get you where you want to be. If you want to buy businesses, big old commercial real estate deals, and have a group of accountable peers, partners, and mentors, that is the group for you. Go in the show description, click a link, book a call, check us out. 15 minutes, free call, baby. Now, with all that being said, let's get to a quick State of the Union, and I'm going to share how I am not, guys, I am not perfect. Wow, right? Today's episode is going to be the top three mistakes that I have made in my Action Academy business over this last year. But first, for my State of the Union, I am super proud to say I'm flying to Tulum this Sunday. I'll be in Tulum for a week. And while I'm down there, I'm going to be meeting up with some developers, some hotel owners, some club owners, and touring a couple of properties that we're thinking about for the Action Academy next event in September. So we are on an international mansion hunt. And that's kind of a cool job description to be participating in. So we got the team. Literally, I've got Stefania full-time looking for mansions, boutique hotels, resort centers that we can book out for. We're predicting about 110 people, 110 to 120. So I'm going to be down in Tulum for that. And also for my good buddy, Mike Chu, I'm going to be keynoting at his event. This will be my first public keynote that I'm very, very excited for, followed by the second public keynote that will be at the GoBundance Austin Entrepreneurship Summit, May 2nd through 5th, I believe. I will post a link for tickets for that in the show description, but GoBundance, my brothers over there have given me the gracious opportunity to go and be one of the keynote speakers along with the likes of Cody Sanchez, David Osborne, David Green, Rich Roll, and my buddy, Brian Beers. So if you want to come say hi, come say hi. I'll be over there. And now on to the top three largest mistakes that I have made so far in Action Academy. Starting with number one, podcasters say a lot of things and they try to sound really smart. I am an entrepreneur before I am a podcaster, so I will a lot of the times be wrong. The difference between myself and others is I will tell you guys when I am wrong and when I was completely talking out of my ass and how I have since remedied that, because back a year ago, I had no clue how to properly value the Action Academy business. And when I was talking about my net worth, I put a 5x multiple on the Action Academy business, which is bananas, absolutely ridiculous. That does not apply. And I listened back to that and I cringe because I didn't know what I didn't know. And so I think it's a really good time to remedy that and say that most people that are listening to this, you probably cannot put a valuation on your business, most likely, unless that business is operating purely without you. There's a lot of things that make a sellable business, and that is a podcast episode for another day. systems, processes, packaging, predictable sales channels, recurring revenue, all these different things and different levers that we're pulling and pieces we're putting together. But most importantly, it has to be completely unreliant on you, the owner. This is called key man risk. And it's what Alex Hormozi went through originally when he was trying to package Gym Launch for sale. He couldn't leave. Like, there was no valuation on it because Gym Launch was Alex Hormozi. Now, this isn't me saying that I'm trying to sell Action Academy. Absolutely not. I'm just saying I put a valuation on it when I shouldn't have. So I'm actually removing the valuation. The only value that I will place on my business is 1x revenue, net revenue. That's it. And so it's not that much on my balance sheet. Now, maybe later at a future date, it will be a huge, big old number with commas and zeros on the balance sheet. And when we do get up to that, you know, $10 million a year mark, we could probably put a valuation on that for getting up to, you know, a 2x to 5x multiple, which will be up into that 20 to 50 million range. But today, that is not the case. That was my first mistake, was thinking that I could put a valuation on my business while I am essentially self-employed, if we're being completely honest, over being a 100% full business owner. My second mistake was holding on to control too tightly over this last year when we were in Cabo. Caitlin, Calvin, and a couple of the team members pulled me aside and said, hey, we can handle a lot more than what you're giving us today. And guys, here's a news flash that every single entrepreneur that's a vet that's listening to this show today is nodding their head in agreement, because they went through this too, or they're currently going through this. And if you haven't gone through it, you will. Control is the hardest part, especially with parts that you're good at, especially like sales and marketing and all these different things. You try to delegate them off of your plate and off your world. But if you're not allowing them to do it on their own without you injecting yourself over and over and over again, how are they going to learn? How's the system going to be built? How are things going to get done without you if you never allow the space to breathe for your team to actually do things without you, right? And so have I been overbearing? Yes. Have I been too tight on control? Yes. You know, but it's like teaching your kid to drive. Is how it feels like, you know, is you're letting your kid go and explore and play with other people. And so it's a lot for me. It's a really big deal, but there's no one I trust more than Caitlin and the team to take things on. And now Caitlin's running team meetings without me and doing a bunch of really cool things and really shining in her zone of genius in within the community, because she is the empathetic one. She is the hand holder. I'm the ass kicker. So we are playing our respective roles much better now as she is taking on control of that team. The third and final mistake isn't as much a mistake as it is just growing pains. And I think all of these could be calculated and constituted into that chapter. Would be, if I could go back, I would have done the legal stuff and paid for the legal stuff earlier, but I just didn't know what I didn't know. So now we have membership agreements rolling out. We have NDAs rolling out for members. So we're getting much more sophisticated as a company. We're getting much more sophisticated as a community. People are doing larger deals. We have just a higher level and a higher caliber of person that's within the community. And so now, like, the deal flow and the volume that's just being done is now we're really buttoning it up, and we're making sure it's as white glove, white collar, you know, by the book as humanly possible, because the member safety is priority for us. It's number one. And so we have a legal team that we're now working with for trademarks, copyrights, NDAs, all this different stuff to protect us, protect the members, protect every single person. So if I could go back, I would have done that sooner. And I would highly recommend people that are starting off their businesses, if you have the vision and you're going to want to go up to that 7-figure mark plus, that is something that I would do sooner than later. And sometimes it stings, like, especially like the $5,000 or something for copyright and trademark for your name and all that stuff. Like, that kind of sucks. But you still need to do it and make sure, oh my God, I did a good job of this, but please make sure you buy your domain names. Because if I didn't own Action Academy and theactionacademy.co and all this different stuff, somebody else could just come and buy your domain name. So that is huge. Own your spot on the internet, essentially. So those are the top three mistakes. Didn't know how to value the business, held on to control for entirely too long, and now the team is growing into what they deserve to be. And lastly, legal, back end, back office type of stuff, playing defense as well as you play offense. once you get up to 7-figure plus, that is what's required. So that is what we're doing, and we're getting really buttoned up. So that is me on my journey currently. This is a little bit of an update, and we will be coming to you live from Tulum next week with a lot more polished episodes, a lot more content, and hopefully a lot more value. Guys, thank you so much. Hope you enjoy the show. If so, please share it with other people you think will get value from it. Talk very soon.